This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the family brings guidance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of guidance in the family, and that in the Islamic lifestyle, the family is the main factor which brings guidance in the life of the people. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us as a male and female, and He has put some duties upon us, which is the trials for us, basically. And the family itself, the formation of family itself, shows that this family has responsibility. Therefore, according to the Islamic teachings, the main responsibility of the family is to guide the children in the best way, to train them in the best way so that they can go towards the perfection. And it is the family which at the first stage gives guidance, teaches or trains the children in order to become perfect people. And if someone cannot learn from the family, then obviously it is very hard for such a person to learn or get the guidance, the true guidance from somewhere else. Therefore, the first and foremost duty of the family is to raise kids, to train them, and to guide them towards the right path so that when they go outside the family or when they socialize with other people, they should follow the principles which are set within the family, and according to that, they make friends or they deal with the people. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the family brings guidance, and we said that it is the family which is the first place where the kids generally learn. Whenever the family is formed, it is formed by husband and wife. So when they deal with each other with love, when they have love of each other, when they think about themselves being one and not two, and when they help each other in order to seek the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore they are making or building an environment within their premises or house which takes them towards perfection. For example, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was married to the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima az-Zahra salam alayha, after a couple of days when the Imam Ali met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet asked him that, how did you find Fatima? How did you find Fatima? He said, I found her as a helper who helped me in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or I found her helping women or as a helper or a guide in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it shows that the relation of husband and wife should be in a way that they go towards the perfection, they go towards the seeking the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when the kids comes in that, in a, such a house, we can see that such a house has kids who became imam and who are the master of the men of paradise. Therefore, this is the family basically, and the environment of the family which brings guidance. And whoever comes or enters in such a family, then obviously they are also guided. And there are many examples. For example, Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, the son of Abu Bakr, he came to the family of Imam Ali, and we can see how he was guided. We can see Zayd bin Sabit, who came to the house of the Prophet. He wasn't the son of Prophet, but obviously he was raised by the Prophet. And then later we can see he was what kind of personality he had. And similarly, there are many other examples. So basically, this is the family which brings the first guidance. And if the family is guided, then obviously everyone in the family are also guided, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.